The presidential election is now a month away. WVXU's political reporter Howard Wilkinson joins me this morning to talk about the race. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
Well, voting options became greater last week because of court rulings that the counties could be open those 3 days, 3 days before the election day for in-person voting. What does that really mean for voter turnout?
Well, there was a reason that the Democrats fought tooth and nail in the Obama campaign as well to get these 3 days restored. Because 4 years ago, they did very well on that final weekend. There was a frenzy of voting, and it was heavily Democratic. Now it's going to be up to the county boards of elections about what they do. Do they stay open for those 3 days? And it's going to be a different answer in different places. Now, the Obama campaign is going to want the major urban counties to do this, places like Hamilton County, Franklin County, Cuyahoga County. And we're waiting to see today what kind of instructions they get from the Secretary of State's office about how to proceed with this. But this could have a big impact on what is shaping up to be a very close race, because the Democrats have shown in the past that they are better at this than the Republicans. That may not be the case this year, but they have a good track record.
Now, what's John Husted say about this? He can appeal again, is that right?
Well, he could theoretically go to the U.S. Supreme Court. That seems impractical at this point. His office is saying that they're going to release some administrative guidelines for the counties on how to handle this. So it almost appears that he's given up on further pursuing this in court.
When you say that all the counties can behave differently or act differently with all of this, talk to me a little bit about what you expect in this area. Do you have any idea what Hamilton County or Butler County or Warren County might do?
Well, there's going to be resistance in some of the suburban counties to doing this. There's going to be resistance in Hamilton County from Republicans on doing this. The elections officials in Hamilton County are saying that this is a very expensive thing. It would cost, $10,000 to $12,000 to keep the board open those last 3 days. And they argue that they need that time to prepare for the actual Tuesday election.
So we just will find out more later today. In fact, you're going to be working on a story for the website about that coming up.
Mm-hmm.
When we talk about the races, one of the things we can't seem help mentioning is that the president and Mitt Romney are going to be in Ohio again this week.
No.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
What are these visits really changing voters' minds?
Well, I'm not sure they're changing voters' minds, and I'm not sure that this barrage of television advertising, I think people are starting to tune it all out and starting to look at other things like the debates. And I think, the purpose of a Barack Obama or a Mitt Romney coming to a community in Ohio is basically to fire up the base, get the people that already support them fired up to either vote early or go down to the campaign headquarters and volunteer to do phone banks or knock on doors. And that's very important. That is incredibly important in this race. One-on-one voter contact. And that's why you're seeing the candidates, because it fires up people. It gets them encouraged to go out and do something.
And we'll see them again next week, maybe?
Absolutely. We'll see them
now
continually.
Now till November, huh?
And it's interesting because, this is only happening in about 10 or 12 states. Key battleground states where these candidates are going back to these states over and over and over again. And it's like the rest of the country is totally ignored, because we know that they're going to vote either red or blue. But Ohio is one of those key battleground states, so we will see them right up till the eve of the election, I'm sure.
Now, your column, which comes out every Sunday, WVXU.org, yesterday talked about the latest job numbers and what they mean to the election. Tell us about that and which candidate you think will benefit most from those numbers.
Well, that's kind of hard to tell. I mean, obviously, the unemployment rate dropped from 8.1% to 7.8%. That, on the face of it is good. It's been a very long time. In fact, the whole administration since it's been under 8%. Now, I think what is more important than the actual numbers is the perception that people have, the perception of are things getting better? Are we doing better? Am I doing better? Is my family doing better? Is the country on the right track? That's more important than the numbers.
Thanks for joining me, Howard.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's political reporter. He chats with me every Monday morning at 8:35. You also can read his column on Sundays at WVXU.org, and he writes a blog at WVXU.org.